What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuffleupagus.
Ah, so we have officially come to an end of season two. It's been fun.
It's been a long fucking trip. Where does the time go?
Yeah, I know. I swear to God. A little bit more and this thing's going to drink already.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it's been fun already. So yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. We will be back. We're taking a small little hiatus, get our cars done, get the rest of the season through. We'll be popping up here and there. If we see something that's really like, oh my God, we need to get this on, we'll do like a special episode.
Yeah.
We'll come and we'll shoot it, you know, and we'll throw it on. But we will be focusing a little bit harder now on our YouTube channel. So we're like herpes. Just, you know, you're putting the cream here, but the itch is coming in another area.
That's so fucked. Can't get rid of us. You can take the pills. You can take the cream.
We're not going anywhere. We're going to be bumping up the YouTube game a little bit. We have a few videos coming up. Actually, the New York show. You guys are listening to the podcast on Thursdays. YouTube channel on Friday is going to drop the New York City Auto Show coverage that we did. So aside from that, expect the regular videos dropping on YouTube in the meantime.
Tell them about the gem that we released for anybody else.
Oh, yes. Since we were talking to a very high up in the Supra. Toyota booth, better said. Our tidbit teaser information was it was very high talks within Toyota that they were going to bring the 6-speed officially to the Supra. We released it, that info on the last episode.
Before Motor Trend.
Before Motor Trend, before Car and Driver, before a whole mess of other people.
Yep.
So I am souped as hell that was the first time I can actually say we got that off, having some tidbit of information, putting it out there, and then the rest of the outlets reaffirming what we said. So it was actually very cool to actually, you know, have that little bit of...
be the first.
Late pussies.
You know, it's funny. It's hard to be the first in this
oh,
world.
No, it's stupidly hard.
You're not the first.
Everybody has the same brain fart or has had your brain fart before you got it. And that's just how it goes.
But. And it's funny because, like, you're not the first one to ever drive your car, even if you buy it brand new.
Oh, no, 100%. Exactly.
That's
exactly what I mean.
You're not the first one in here ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you think about it.
Your wife's not even the first one to see the kid when it's born. The doctor does.
Wow, you're going deep.
It's hard to be the first one.
You're... Wow. Wow. And you left me fucking speechless right now.
No, I'm saying we released that before anybody else did.
But it is nice to have, for the first time ever, because we never really had a chance to get that bit of, like, juicy info and having it, you know, actually pan out.
It's a big suck it to everybody else.
It was pretty cool considering, you know, we're not Car and Driver or Motor Trend, God forbid.
Not yet
anyway. Yeah.
Second season, boo.
Knock on wood. But let's see what happens. But yeah. Like I said, it's just a small little hiatus. Gonna get our cars done, do the rest of the show season. Like I said, we see something cool, not only will we drop the video, but we'll do a quick episode too and just drop like a special tidbit podcast episode for you guys to enjoy.
But if you're following our Instagrams, you'll get to see what we're seeing.
Yeah, 100%. So we're going to be doing a lot more content on the car builds, maybe get a few wraps in if we get lucky. Just transformations and just start setting up cameras, get into the juice of it and the whole hang of the damn thing. Because we were doing this before the famous Rona.
Mm.
And we got accustomed to it. It was just videos. The tripod started rambling, start talking shit, and talk to people, blah, blah, blah. You know, pandemic happens. Everything kind of shuts down, and you kind of get off of that beat.
You fall off track.
Yeah, you fall off track. So now I have to, like, force myself to get back into the track. But I do have a lot of new gear I want to try out. So looking forward to it.
We're also going to be covering some transitions with our own cars.
Yes. So hopefully we're going to have some... build videos coming into the YouTube
channel. And when I say transitions, I'm not talking about like I identify as a GTR. No, a Z is a Z. Let's get that straight. It's going to be a real deal.
Okay.
Transitions.
Yeah. But no. It'll be fun. Like I said, it'll be fun. I have a few tricks up my sleeve and want to try to play around with some new gear that I got.
Ooh!
What?
Also, along with
the
Toyota talk.
Yes, what about it?
Remember the new GR Corolla?
Yes, what about it?
That three banger is running actually in a Yaris right now. That's actually.
I think I'm more impressed that it's in a goddamn Yaris.
It's a full fledged fucking track car.
This is somebody built this, or this is actually like an official Toyota like build?
It's an official Toyota build.
That's pretty dope.
It's pushing 600 to the wheel on that three banger.
Shit, that's impressive.
Those turbos are no joke.
Ah, fuck, that's impressive. I mean, we were semi-right then, because we were talking with that, well, the
Toyota guy.
With the Toyota guy.
I think his name was Mark or Steve or something like that.
Yeah, I don't you know. Can you believe I did not remember to, like, get his name.
You could kill me right now. I couldn't guess his name.
I swear to God. I just know he was tall as shit.
Yeah, tall and skinny.
Yeah. But we were talking to him. I'm like, oh, okay, if it pushes that, I'm like, easily bolt-ons, we'll probably get to, like, 4-something, 5
nope.
tops.
A tune. E85.
Done. E85 in a tune?
Done.
And it bumped it up to that?
Yep.
Stop. Seriously?
Yeah.
No other bolt-ons?
Nothing. Exhaust.
And maybe a quote-unquote TRD intake?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's stupid. That car's going to be, like, the next thing.
Yeah, that's
going to be the next Honda.
The new Ford Fiesta.
Yep. That thing is definitely going to give the ST guys a run.
Fuck, man.
I still say...
RS.
RS, I'm sorry. RS. I forgot the ST is like the other line of Ford.
ST is the shit stain of the line. Skid mark.
I still want to know who was the guy that designed the three exhausts. Because even seeing it in person in New York...
It was weird.
It was weird.
But it was cool.
It was cool. But it's fucking weird. This is fucking, like, I still am not used to seeing the three exhaust tips out of the Type Rs. So it's one of those things. I still stare at it. I'm just like,
what the fuck is going on here?
So Toyota was like,
another exhaust. What, high?
Looking out of the rear end of a Type R, and they were like, let's just separate them so they don't fight. Like, but whatever.
It's cool.
The rest of the body, though, I do like it. I like the flares on it.
The wide body.
I like the stance on it.
The open grill.
It does look really nice. And the guy was, like, adamant. The Toyota guy is like, and this is 100% never coming in an automatic. I was like, well, okay. I believe you, dude.
I get it, man.
So I'm like, it should be fun. It should be fun to see it.
The other thing is, for that motor, they already invented a dog box for it.
Did they really?
Bolt-up dog box.
Shit. Shit.
So never mind. Okay, fucking manual. No. Dog box. Womp, 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 womp. I mean,
if Toyota's smart, they are going to milk the living life out of this car, to be honest. Because if they want to fucking just do what they did with Scion, when they came out with Scion.
Yeah.
If they can translate half of that into that GR.
Oh, man.
Forget about it. That car's going to be 100% killer. 100% killer. But let's see what happens. Like I said, it'll be fun to, well, a little bit of everything. We did sign up for Toyota's, like, press event day or whatever. I'm pretty sure somebody's vacuuming.
The cleaning guys in the hallway.
It's the final episode, so why wouldn't we have,
while you bullshit, I'm going to go and stick my head outside the door real quick.
5 million damn sound effects happening or whatever.
Tell them about the track.
But, yeah, we actually signed up with Toyota to do a private held press event, where they take us around the GR and a few TRD vehicles that they're going to have in an undisclosed location. And yeah, just shoot a little bit of coverage. Hopefully they'll let us, you know, bring the drones out and everything just so we can do a little bit of aerial. It'll be fun. So let's see what happens. Like I said, a few NDAs had to be signed, so I can't really talk much else about the event. I just know that they're going to be using the idea in the videos or whatever they get for their own, you know, press releases and stuff like that. So should be fun. Let's see what happens.
Hopefully also, Ernie the cleaning guy says, tell your listeners I say hello. he's weird.
Never fails.
No, well, listen, at least the studio is always clean.
That's true. It always smells like Lysol. Get high.
But the elevator always smells like fucking Fabuloso. You can't make this shit up.
So yeah, like I said, hopefully that press event happens. It should be sometime around August-ish. So let's see what happens.
Let's get into the meat and potatoes of this whole segment, you know, the wrap-up, season-ender, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
I want to talk about the car community when we're coming together in shows. Now that everybody's, you know, with the Philly Auto Show, maybe half the people wearing masks. This last one at New York, 3/4 of people not wearing masks.
It was much better in New York than it was in Philly, which I didn't even think.
Much more spacious.
That was going to be a thing. But New York people actually
got their shit together.
Had their shit together compared to the Philly. The Philly was actual a tad more of a clusterfuck.
Although the cases are rising slightly.
Which hopefully it doesn't fuck up the season yet again.
Between being vaxxed and wearing a mask, you guys become bulletproof.
So, like, point blank, like I said, we're not really into, we're not in the political game of it all. But let's not fuck up the season. We have one shot at this.
Yeah.
Aside from like the health stuff, because obviously, fist bump or grab people's asses. Whatever.
Good game. Good game. Good game.
Yeah, that's what I. That's all I do.
We just showed up. I don't care. I'm touching your ass, bro. Smell your fingers.
Ah, nice jeans.
Is that real Levi?
You know, I mean, well, you know what? I haven't seen too much more of the meat stuff.
No.
Ever since the famous, that poor kid that got hurt or whatever. Since that famous incident.
Oh, since the kid got ran over from the G37.
Yeah, that one. Oh, whatever. It's been pretty...
Silent.
Silent.
In the, I mean, in California. The California's still sending it.
Oh no, I'm tired of seeing those, but I'm seeing more, you know, us in the East Coast or whatever, at least around here in the tri-state area.
Well, that's because shit is hot, and also a lot of these people that do the full send meets, not full send particularly, mm-hmm. but they're being a little bit more selective about who they invite to their meets.
Which would have been great if they would have done that from the start,
and not posting it on social media so much, which I think is brilliant. I'm not condoning it, but I think it's a good idea that you don't post it because you're giving everybody else a bad rap, and
yeah,
they're starting to figure that out.
It's like the bank robber. That's really good. Takes a bank and does an Instagram live. That's what I add that to, pretty much.
You can't do that.
That's what I do that to. But yeah, it has been quiet. It has been quiet.
Speaking of bank robbery, I had a really weird dream last night that
Wow. Okay.
I know.
This is where it's gonna go. Okay.
I had a dream last night that I stole a white Supra, hold on, from a restaurant. And you helped me hide it inside of another restaurant.
I can see that happening. We can act like valets.
I think it'd be smart or cool if somebody did a car-themed restaurant.
I'm pretty sure there's one around.
Quaker Steak.
Literally. Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, I'm like,
no, but
think
I mean
it.
Like a JDM type deal where all they serve is ramen and bao buns.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Solely JDM.
Shit, that would be cool.
Have a Supra in there, GTR.
Actually, that name, the name you just said actually kind of goes as a diner.
What?
Solely JDM.
Oh, wow.
Soul Food and JDM.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Copyright that shit.
Somebody
LegalZoom.
Do it.
Somebody, LegalZoom.com. Come
somebody
on.
Do it. Somebody do it. But I had that weird dream.
I'm glad you were dreaming about me.
And I was panicking. I was like, yo, I got to fucking hide it now. And you were like, we're going to bring it to this restaurant, and this is what we're going to do.
I love how I had the plan in your fucking dream. I'm the one that had the plan.
With everything, you always have a fucking plan with us. Think about it. Everything. Oh, Sonic, I want to do this. Maybe we could do it this way. Holy shit, we executed it. Yeah, boy, I told you it would work out.
My head hurts half the time.
Let's use these famous taillights that I'm doing.
Yes. Oh, okay. You want to? Okay, go for it.
So we're taking a regular taillight and a clear taillight that's super fucking JDM.
Two taillights to make one taillight. And on top of that, we are also going to go
smothering
with RGB.
It in RGB.
But at the same time, hiding it.
Yeah, guys. It's a lot.
Because
I know.
The fucking taillight doesn't really help you much on hiding shit. So you have to really get creative out of the box and hide. So you have a perfect RGB glow of color chasing. Since RGB is the thing now and, you know.
There's crackheads doing a fucking 300.
I'm RGB my nuts.
Doesn't make sense
at
to
this
me.
Rate. Bluetooth.
I can't figure it out.
So, I mean, it looks cool. I'm not going to lie. I jumped on the bandwagon too. I don't care for shit. It is what it is. At first, I was like, come on, man. I'm a one color guy. Like, if my truck is blue, I'm going to go with just blue.
Yeah.
But no, the RGB has
jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, no, it's grown on me. It's grown on me.
And then took the bandwagon and put RGB on that.
Yeah, pretty much. Which you'll probably guys see on the C4 Lifestyle IG page that we will have full underbody LED kits within 2 weeks in the store. So we'll have a link on that. And we'll also have a quick demo on a few of the cars here. So we have color chasing.
We're doing vents too. We're doing hoods too. We're doing
my God. So much work.
This, that, third, the other thing.
Which is part of the reason why the end of season 2, episode 18, which is good because we kept it very uniform to the first season.
Yep.
I'm glad about that. I kind of didn't want to go over because then kind of just, you know, fucks it up.
Gets weird.
But season 3, we are planning on having more video in the podcast aside from the audio. So that's an idea we've had and we've talked about since like the first fucking season.
But you guys got to watch for Fridays on our YouTube channel.
But it's one of those things that we're like, let's not jump on that yet. Let's build up to it. But I think season three, we can finally say, let them see our faces.
Let's not deviate too much. Hold on. But what I'm saying is you're the guy who can take things, execute it with me, although it's a crazy fucking stupid idea, and you can make it happen. That's the dream.
Yeah, 100%. I'm just like, okay, let's do it.
So if you have a white Supra and you own a restaurant, don't let me see it.
Speaking about missing Supras.
Oh, fuck.
The famous Supra you were actually after. My heart thing disappeared. I can only hope. Now to recap, actually, before I continue with this quick little update story. We were in town, Hudson County, and we were driving around one of these little side streets, and we came across a black Supra. Literally a hidden time stone. It is like racing hearts on it. For the old schoolers, yeah, racing hearts. I believe there were C7s or...
C7s,
okay. Just immaculate.
HKX exhaust.
Yeah, HKA stickers on it.
HKS,
I'm sorry. HKS stickers. I need more coffee.
BOMAX stickers on
BOMAX, it. BOMAX, yes, it did have a BOMAX sticker. It's just time capsule. Straight up time capsule. Whatever, we were trying to get a hold of the owner to see what the hell they wanted to do with the car.
Somebody answered the door eventually.
Somebody eventually opened the door. What was it? Well, give them a quick recap.
So, left note after note after note, harassed them for about a month, knocked on the door every day.
Dropped off cat food.
Hold on, that's where the story takes a turn. And I noticed all these cats by this car. I'm walking on top of it in front of the house. So I said, you know what, they got to be a cat lover. And dude, my heart goes out to cat lovers. If I can see somebody struggling with a cat issue, I can help. I'm putting my input in. I'm writing it. So with that being said, I buy a big bag of cat mix and I leave it on the door with a note. Please call me. I need to know about the Supra, even if I can't buy it. And I call and the guy answers. Oh, well, they called me and the guy answered the phone. He was like, yeah, it's my wife's. She's not selling it. What else do you want to know? I'm like, can I please speak to her? So fast forward a few more months of trying to reach out. The wife finally calls me. She's like, no, it's actually his. He's just a pussy to tell anybody because he doesn't want to sell it. And he doesn't even want to hear a number on it because he's going to rebuild it. I'm like, how long has it been sitting? For like years, right? Sell to somebody who's going to show it love and attention. She's like, you know what? You'll be the person. If he doesn't rebuild it within the next couple of years, you'll be the person we reach out to. So fast forward and here we are.
From that moment till now, what's it been, a year, 2 years?
Almost a year. Because remember, we did that late end of the summer.
Yeah, right. And it was actually still practically the beginning of Corona, or towards the middle of coronavirus when it happened. Because you weren't even working yet.
Yep.
When it happened. So, whatever. What is it? A few weeks ago? No, last week.
Yep.
Last week with Amanda. We were driving by. I was like, holy shit, the Supra's not there anymore. It's just a gaping hole in the driveway. Because little did we know, after talking with the guy, that had a twin turbo.
Full HKS 2JZ.
Full HKS kit. He happened to have blown it to shit.
So here's the deal. Ready for this?
And it's discontinued.
Yeah, he blew those turbos. And those turbos are not something you can just buy. You have to rebuild it if you blow that turbo. And to rebuild those turbos, it's like at least $4,000 to get it ported and done the right way. And balanced and blah, blah, blah. Right. So with that being said, he had to go and rebuild. And he wasn't in such a mood to rebuild, where you could tell the car had no motor in it, no trans.
Yeah, but even to this day, you can be like, all right, whatever. I'm not going to worry about it now. But, you know, a month from now, I'll start looking into it or whatever.
No, he let it sit for years.
Homie, let that damn... That car has been sitting... was sitting in that driveway over 10 years.
And I offered him $10,000 for just the shell, never mind the motor. I was going to figure that out myself.
Which was insane to me. Still insane to me. But I mean,
it's a dream car. It's a dream car.
I get it. But yeah, so I can only hope he didn't sell it.
So the long and the short of this plan is, after me and Katie move into the apartment, and we stay there for a few years, and then we decide to rent it out, and we buy the house.
We're going to go to a restaurant, trying to find his Supra and steal it.
No. Eventually, at some point, I plan on buying a Supra, whether it's $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, we don't know.
Hopefully the bro tax goes down a bit.
It's not gonna.
Doubtful, but I'm always hopeful.
But I'm gonna do what it takes to get where I want to be in my life, and you know.
Yeah. No, I get it.
It'll probably be after the kid.
Oh wow! Wow. Okay.
Or a few kids.
What? You know, you on a baseball team like Alfredo?
It depends. It depends how many she really feels up like pushing out, or whether we're gonna have to like do like surrogates.
Jesus Christ! Did you just say surrogates?
So it's where you get another woman pregnant?
No, I know what the fuck it means, moron.
We're not gonna do it the old-fashioned way. We'll do it like through a lab. I'm not gonna go knocking up girls that she's like, oh, she's pretty. All right, come over here.
I'm gonna just throw her in the tub and have her pop out, and the baby floats.
No, we're not doing that. Listen, I digress.
I was like, talk about hell of a fucking sidetrack.
But the Supra is gone.
But yeah, the Supra is gone. So I can only hope it's being rebuilt. I would love to see that thing, you know, back on the street.
What we should do is leave a note with Cat Food and be like, hey, you promised to sell this to me, you asshole. And then 2 weeks later, after Cat Food's gone, LOL, it was cyanide. You didn't sell it to me, stupid.
All the cats are...
turned into statues.
Just you're dancing like the streets of hell.
Toes up in the air.
But yeah, let's see what happens. Hopefully, the you know it's one of those things, and he's getting it rebuilt.
I'm going to hell. I know I'm going to hell.
Yeah, no, 100%.
There's a special place for me. I'm going to control a thermostat in hell.
And what? Let's see. What else? What else can we touch on? Because this season was pretty eventful in the sense of, you know, a lot of different things happening.
So now that we're growing into the actual next car season, and yes, there's been shows before this episode, and we're aware it's already started preemptively, but the fact of the matter being is we're in Jersey, mm-hmm. and it goes from 60 to 80, back to 40, back to 60, back to 30, back to 70.
This
is where we are in life.
Motherfucking...
Temperature.
Mother Nature. Oh, she's on her period.
But our seasons are starting officially.
So, let's see what happens. I know there's a few shows starting now in April in like Seaside and down the shore. Then I know there's Hot Import Nights coming to Connecticut.
I'm scratching away at that.
So I'm looking very forward to that one. Let's see what happens. Like I said, it should be a good season as long as Mother Nature tends to play semi-nice. Aside from that, I mean, let's see what happens. Hopefully we can get our cars done.
Well, let's talk about this show season coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on. Oh, man.
You good there?
Coffee burp.
Oh, okay.
let's talk about the show etiquette and, you know, how to proceed accordingly. Make sure you guys register for your events months in ahead so that we have time to finish your projects.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, that, like I said, there's a few shows that you can never pre-register anyway.
Yeah, you got to show up.
You know, day of, and line it is up. What it is.
Nissan day.
Yeah, stuff like that. But, you know, other shows, you know, register early and send the pictures in. You don't want to be that one asshole. That's like the day of or the day before, and you're trying to send pictures in to try to get approved.
Or showing up with your car, and then you have to park in the fucking parking lot.
A million times I've seen people do that. A million times.
And you're like, why isn't this inside? Because the jerk off didn't register it. Unorganized prick.
So let's see what happens. But yeah, no, we are looking forward to a pretty eventful season. I know there's, let's see, Hot Import Nights. I know there's Elite Tuner. I know there's Tuner Evolution. Trying to think of a few others. There's a few other events, but
regardless,
think of it. But
don't forget to register, guys.
And also, don't like fuck it up by like sending the shit out of it in front of the cops.
Or exiting,
exactly.
We don't care about that group of kids that are telling you, send it. Jesus. They showed up in their mother's fucking I like minivans now. I like Hondas now. Respect all builds, I guess, at this point.
Wow, look at you. You've changed.
No, dude, my life is totally changed. I can't even talk shit the right way. They showed up in their clapped out bullshit ass traffic car, and they want you to send it in your $50,000, $10,000 work of art.
I got a good question, though. What do you think? Because when we started this podcast, you know, neon lights were like a no-no. You were a ricer. It was ugly, and you were like, drive the car off the cliff. And then Lamborghini doors were like also a thing. And then, you know, God forbid you did that, you know, burn your car.
And now it's a thing.
Season two, now we're looking at, well, we had Will. We were talking about it. Now underbody kits are like
the shit.
They're the fucking rage again. Body modifications to the doors now is a fucking thing again.
Yeah, I'm watching a lot of people swap their handles for Tesla handles.
So, what do you think is going to be the next trend to come back?
I can tell you what it is. What? And it's not something that was invented before. This is something brand new to not brand new, but it's been existing for a few years now.
What?
Camber.
That's been around already, though.
Yeah, but not the excessive camber. Not the, I'm dragging my car because this is what I can afford.
Have you not seen the West Coast?
But this is what's translating over to us, and I'm seeing it more and more. Between Marsh Built, between That's Gay, between all these people doing those crazy stretches like Koi Works.
So you think like they're going to be the completely that crazy fucking like...
Yeah.
You look at the car, you're like, how the fuck is this thing even driving or turning?
Come strapped up or don't come at all. Come done. Your car better come done.
Okay. Okay. So you think the suspension stuff is what's really going to pick up
hard? Along with that, the crazy colors.
Okay. Okay.
You know, the oranges, the light blues, the pinks, the greens.
Skittles.
Yeah,
the Skittles,
that's going to be a thing this year.
I call them. Okay.
Wraps are more affordable now. Everybody's
well, a lot more players in the market now, too, making the same quality and a little bit cheaper. So it does.
It helps.
It doesn't, you know, you're not really breaking the bank anymore.
It's no longer a hindrance to change your color every other week if you want to.
Okay. You see, I don't see, as much as I would love to see it, I don't see it happening, at least for this season or maybe the next one. Paint. And I'm a paint guy. You know this. But I don't see it really coming back until like a season or two.
I'm going to tell you something. You can kill me if you want to, guys. I know. But paint is not that expensive. It's the labor that costs you the money. It's the prep that costs you the money. It's facility that costs you the money.
Yeah.
It's sadly. The six extra layers of clear coat. It's the extra flake. It's the extra that, the extra this. If you want it, you're going to fucking pay for it. And yeah. It's not cheap. So when somebody says, oh, I have that wrapped. That's nice, that and cool and everything. But when you hear that same color in paint, you know they paid a fucking grip for it, or they did it themselves and they were very talented. You can probably go buy the car and pick it apart with nibs, this, that, and the third. Yeah, oh, I don't like the way this is done.
Yeah.
But let's face it.
I think that's the only mod I don't really see it. I see that slowly coming back. Slowly. When I say slowly, stupidly slowly.
Molasses, uphill.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
In the winter.
Because, aside from, I mean, what other mods do you think?
All right, aside from the paint thing. I think the audio trunks are going to be a big thing this year.
Oh, you think the... So you think the audio trunk setups with the TVs and stuff like that is going to make a comeback?
I'm watching on my Instagram more people and more people hiding their air... their airbag... their...
The tanks?
Hiding those and hiding the compressors.
Okay, okay.
And people putting that double wishbone suspension over it, like that weird spring trunk.
Oh, like that crazy...
more and more people are doing it.
Damn it, what was that? The 350Z. It was a Z. It was
I know at least 10 that. People who are doing that now.
Okay. That looks fucking mean as shit, though. That's a mean-ass fucking suspension.
But it's not that difficult.
Is it really?
No, it is not.
Fuck. I can't think of the guy's IG name.
A little bit of tube piping, a little bit of welding, a little bit of fab work. When I say a little bit, probably...
A little bit. Like no, hold on. Like a month later, you're like...
things like people like me and you could execute. Will could execute it easily.
Okay, okay.
Kermit could execute it.
The basic guy that has knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy who has the welder in his backyard sitting there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Act like you don't have a welder in your basement.
I do have a welder in my basement, actually.
Us. Us. Yeah. People like us.
You know. Set my house on fire. But no. Anyway.
But they're executing things like that where I'm like, oh my God, carbon is starting to get fucking through the roof.
I mean, carbon has always been a thing.
The bread and butter.
Seen, you know what it is? I see now more the forged carbon. I think that has boosted the whole crazy carbon fiber phase.
Yeah.
That everybody and their mother wants to do forged.
The honeycombs.
Or that honeycomb pattern carbon fiber.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know how the fuck they do that. That just looks...
They remove certain strands.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds annoying already.
I mean, for what it is, that hex textile is actually a better flexing point than your regular average carbon.
Okay. Okay. I mean... Talented as fuck to get the hex, you know,
to lay right
design in carbon fiber weave. So I give them that. I've only seen a few people done that. Let's see.
That's coming back. Hold on. I got a list of shit.
No shit, really?
Yeah.
What else? What else do you think is going to make a comeback?
Single wipers. Tell me no.
Really?
Fuck yes.
You see that really happening?
We're looping it back around to the early 90s. Think about it this way. Ready for this? I'm going to explain this to you.
Okay, go.
After the Black Plague, the Renaissance happened. Do you know why they call
what
that?
What the fuck?
Hold on.
Okay, History Channel.
After the Black... Can I speak?
Go. Yep, go. Okay,
after the Black Plague, the Renaissance happened. Do you know what the Renaissance is? It was the most creative time period ever.
Oh, I thought it was a whole mess of fuckboys with Hondas.
Oh, my God.
Hate mail at superlifestyle.com.
What was that? After leprosy?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? 70s?
Yeah.
All the tie-dye, all the weird music, everybody's fucking each other without condoms. Dude, we're coming out of something like that.
Wow.
Think about it. The Beatles were around.
Like, you're going in so deep, it's making my head hurt.
What I'm saying is we're coming out of that period where people are getting out and they're going to express themselves. And everybody with a fucking car is going to express themselves. I'm not talking about stickers. I'm talking about real modifications.
I can only fucking hope, because for years now, the argument has always been the same thing. You talk to the OGs, and even when we're not doing the podcast and we're just here bullshitting and we see a random car, we talk to the person and they swear they have a fucking show car. And it makes my head hurt because we're just like, no.
Almost. You got the right mindset. Almost
there, but.
You got the right spirit, man. You got the right spirit.
So, I mean, I can only hope it really does go into the craziness. I miss it. I have always missed it for like years now. But yeah, I can only hope. Like I said, I can only hope.
Ready for this? And I know this is going to be digging and conspiracy theory a little bit.
Oh, God. I didn't get my tinfoil hat.
The last world war.
What the fuck is it with you in the history?
Hold on.
Jesus.
Muscle cars were a fucking huge thing.
Yes, when World War II, all the U.S. guys came back, they got so used to the Roadsters in Europe that they started modifying their cars over here and started taking fenders off, and that's how the hot rod literally was born here in the States.
Ready for this? We're going through a period.
For those that didn't know, dun, dun.
We're going through a period where we're getting ready to fight against or bow out from the people who provide a lot of gasoline for us.
Oh, okay.
Did you not notice a fucking wave of e-cars?
Yes, because we walked in the New York Auto Show. It was nothing but Duracell batteries everywhere.
It's a change of industry. We are in a fucking revolution right now, and people don't even realize it.
It sucks.
We're getting smacked in the face.
Let me rephrase that. It's
awesome cool
to look at, but it's terrifying, and it sucks ass. Now, I'll give you both points real quick. It is beautiful and awesome to look at, just because, one, I'm a nerd, so everything high tech with like no buttons and everything, the touchscreen and everything else, insane, love it.
Nerdgasms.
Bad, fucking fingerprints everywhere, and I will punch everyone in the fucking car if I had that many screens. That's besides the point. For the people that don't have OCD, would end up having OCD. Put it that way.
But we're
so
going.
Many screens.
Go ahead.
The bad part now is, not that it's limiting the customizer, like the guy that likes wrenching and I don't like this fender, so fuck it, or you know, this screen isn't big enough, so I'm gonna stick a bigger one, type guy.
I need 12 more speakers.
Yeah, you know, that type of thing. Unless the aftermarket scene can catch up as quick,
I hope.
It's gonna suck. That's just one thing. Second, what we can now do and have the luxury of doing, of going to Pep Boys, AutoZone, you know, Rock Auto, you're not going to be able to really so much now with these electric cars. Mom and pop garages are out the window.
You're wrong.
Eventually.
They already have e-mechanic shops.
Yes, but the normal mom and pop one.
Juniors. Let's use Juniors as an example.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good example. Let's say, for example, like I said, I doubt it's ever going to happen fully, that we're going to be inundated with fucking EVs everywhere, because, you know, let's just face the facts. Uncle Sam is not going to cut you a check for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 and be like, here, you're pretty, go get yourself an EV.
No.
And, like, go trade in your fucking gas car.
No.
Never going to fly. Never going to happen. And same thing we were talking about in the last episode with California wanting to ban this and ban that and ban whatever. Too many people have Roadsters. Too many people have classics. They're not going to fucking get rid of them.
No.
Not for an EV. Not for the prettiest motherfucking EV you can throw at them. They're not. They're going to be like, oh, I have to pay what now, a year more? Fine. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Or they're going to sell them.
Chances are they won't.
But if you really do think about it, you have all these EVs, right?
Mm-hmm.
10 years from now, when the entire world is EV.
You think so?
Hold me. Give me a second.
Okay, you're going hypothetical. Got it.
Look at carburetors. There were shops that specialized in fucking carburetors.
Mm-hmm.
They became obsolete, but you know what they did? They turned around into a general mechanic spot where they learn to adapt and work on these cars.
Yes. The good and the bad about that. Yes, you can improve if you, you know, for a normal mom and pop shop, get in the equipment, blah, blah, blah. Bad. How much is the equipment?
Arms, legs, testicles.
Because only a handful are Tesla certified. If you bang your Tesla up, now as we speak, you cannot go to a normal body shop to just get a bumper replaced on a Tesla.
No.
Because Tesla will not allow you.
And there's also five different sensors in that bumper. The second one of them goes offline.
We don't even have to go that crazy. Tesla is a perfect example of this. What makes you think the rest won't follow in some type of aspect? Just because it's not so much the bumper, but all the tech behind the bumper.
But ready for this?
What?
The schools that you learn these things in, you become BMW certified or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
When you become Tesla certified and you go to a shop there and say, oh, you're Tesla certified? We'll take you. Only Manny can work on your car.
Yeah, like I said, I get it. The pros and the cons of it all. That's all it is. It's just same. This has happened all throughout life, pretty much.
We evolve as people.
What was it? A-track, cassette. Cassette, CD. CD, MP3.
Before you know it, tires can be obsolete.
So I get it. The only difference really is, like I said, I don't see the EVs really being in every single household.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Let's just pull it back here. Mm-hmm. When you're loading your tape, your Wu-Tang Clan tape, into your cassette player, if I walked over to you with this fucking 2x2 inch of plastic and said, all of your fucking music is going to be on there.
Every single Wu-Tang you ever wanted.
Everything you ever could think of is going to be right here on this table in this square. You just said, you're fucking high, call the doctors. We're going to Birkin Pine.
Yeah, but the only difference here is, let's say, for example, again, we were even chiming about it in the last episode, the miles per gallon of all these EVs.
What, are you kidding me?
They're garbage.
Hold on.
They're fucking garbage.
This guy with the 2,200 horsepower.
We can't even include that fucking
behemoth. If he can make it, there's other people who can fucking do it.
Yeah, but it's also a reason why the car is like 300K.
They'll make more affordable ones. It's a hypercar. Trust me, they're going to make
it. It's a hypercar.
Right now, we have cars driving themselves.
Yeah, which is a completely different argument for another day.
That evolution of technology will always proceed. It will never come to a halt unless a nuclear blast happens and people don't exist.
You know what I see better? Fine, this whole, like, you know, tree-hugging thing. These hybrids.
Even so, who cares?
But at least you get 500, 600, 700 miles to the gallon. That in my head has more sense.
So what I'm saying is, to the natural car guy who has the car with the intakes and, you know, the regular headers and blah, 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 and, you know, you can work on it and open up your plenum and
exactly.
Spark plugs and
like, how are you going to honestly soup up your EV?
Hold on.
Performance-wise.
Hold on. Your cars will be worth more later on down the road.
Oh, 100%. Because we said this in the last one, yeah.
They're workable.
Yeah. Downside. Every single fucker on Facebook Marketplace.
I know what I got.
All these fucking cars are going to go up easy 4K more. And I'll bet anything on it. If slowly, really the EV thing comes into the point that is, you know, all these manufacturers are not coming out with a gas engine anymore or a diesel engine anymore.
Yeah.
And everything is strictly EV. People that don't want to buy an EV or don't like them or just, you know, whatever, they're going to start shopping for a pre-owned one.
Well, to be fair, I've already seen an LSX swap Tesla.
Yeah, I saw that guy too. That's awesome in every single way, form, and shape.
They're going to make those. People are going to swap their cars out for the motors. Motors are going to go through the fucking roof after EV becomes a thing.
That's my point. It's going to go through the fucking roof. So, yeah, technically, all our cars...
worth money.
...are going to be worth probably 2 to 3 times more than what they're worth now. That's...
and I'm not talking about you with the fucking rust on the chassis.
But, you know, it's one of those things that... well, for example, the only car in the GM booth with an engine on it was the Z06.
Mm-hmm. That's for the diehard muscle guy. That was it.
And we, the Tahoe and the Traverse that was there, those things don't even count because that's where it's already on the street now.
Yep.
But everything new in their lineup was 100% EV.
It's like these guys had a meeting. It was like, all right, listen, fair game. We're only allowed to bring knives to the table. Nobody use guns. And we're all going EV.
And like another thing, you know, performance-wise for an EV, what? I'm going to put my grandma in the trunk with a fucking treadmill just to give me an extra...
No, I can tell you how they're going to do that.
Remember, if you tell me software unlock, I'm... No, I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Remember when you had the old cable box, channel 96 and channel 98, how it got unlocked because it was electronical? Electronic?
Uh-huh. So you mean to tell me there's going to be that one guy that's going to make a patch so you could unlock the full potential of your battery?
Well, it's called a hack. Somebody has to know that coding, whether it be...
Yeah, I'm trying to say it, you know.
Whether it be called... All right, so that coding, whether it's C++ or whether it's fucking binary or whatever the fucking coding is, somebody will learn it. Somebody will say, hey, man, I know somebody can do that. I know somebody can do that.
Which the normal tuner is slowly just going to become a hacker.
Yeah, in a sense, I would say.
When you think about it.
And then ready for this? Here's where it gets really good, and I like it. Before we know it, those limitations where if you change the fucking suspension, you get red flagged.
Yeah, look at those. I think we talked about it few episodes back. Those people that get red flagged from like Tesla no longer can receive updates.
Those
because they did something stupid.
Will start lifting little by little, and people will want to modify their cars. And guess what? There'll be a whole new market and a whole new turnaround. I'm telling you, dude, when I tell you we're in a fucking revolution right now, as far as.
I can see it. I can see it. Like. 100 times 4, I can see it. It's just this ambition of drilling the EV thing down your throat is why I'm just like, okay, I'm fucking over it. Yeah, there's a few that look good, a few that look cool.
They're all fast.
They're all stupidly fast, and that's like their only, like if you sit there and like listen to all their speeches, all of them start the same way. Instant horsepower, 0 to 60 in like 0.whatever seconds. This and that, but the second you get to the nitty gritty of it, like, hey, how far can I drive before I'm fucked? Oh, 300 miles. Bro, 300 miles is the shit. It's nothing. I can do like 6 in the Expedition. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking behemoth.
Oh, man.
Which my point is, and then what? Let's say, for example, you buy a Tesla, you know, the max mileage or the max range, as they call it. Is, you know, 400 miles, sake of argument. I don't remember what the fuck they are.
Okay.
Okay, you get a brand new. The next following year, they bumped it up to 8.
Well, ready for this? Welcome to owning an Apple, asshole.
Wow, okay, I give you that. Okay, fine, I give you that. That was an iPhone reference. I give you that. I give you that.
iPhone does that every year to you, you jerk offs. You buy upgrade every year. Every year. And you know what? If the one person who.
But you know what? At least my QR code worked.
All right. I have an app for that now. And it works just fine. What I'm saying is.
Oh, man.
If you go. Look, what iPhone are you on now?
I am on the 13 Pro Max.
If you go and buy a 10, it's still a cool phone regardless. You could still go on the internet.
Am I a peasant? What the fuck is wrong with
you? Hold on. You could still go on the internet with it. You could still make phone calls. It does everything you need it to do.
Yeah, but it's so much slower.
What I'm saying is...
No, I know, nigga.
If you buy Tesla from 4 years ago when they first started out, it's still a fucking cool car.
Yeah, for the Tesla owner that's already gone through like 4 revisions of the Tesla, there's going to be like, no, that thing is...
Garbage.
That thing is caca.
But if you get to drive it and you sit in and you're like, yeah, this is actually really nice.
No, I get it. It's, you know.
Technology, bro.
To the user. I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. Like I said, it's.
Even down to cameras. Let's focus back on the photography game of this.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Now you know we're playing with Blackmagic soon.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I still
Surprise.
Use. Even if I still use the brand new, a Nikon from 2 years ago.
Sir, I'm going to stop you right there because the second I touch a Blackmagic, everything else is going to be peasant to me.
What I'm saying
is... It'll be like, mm-mm. Keep your Nikon.
If you're shooting in 16K,
yeah,
you go back to 8K, it's still a good shot.
Oh, no. Like I said, I get it in that aspect. It's just, I think about the practicality.
There's people who still listen to vinyl because it feels good.
Yeah, I get it. It's just like the old schoolers that won't go to fuel injected. Everything they've owned has always been carbureted, and to them, carbureted is
life.
Carbureted in his life. There's going to be those. See, that's where I'm getting at. I can slowly start seeing the demographic breaking up more. Because there's going to be, like I said, there's definitely going to be these fuckboys with their EVs on bags and wide bodies and like a crazy rap color.
I love it.
But then you're going to have the engine guys
making fun of them.
Making fun of them.
And then you know what's going to happen?
And then from there.
Race me, bro.
Like, yeah, exactly. And then from there, it's like what's always been now. Like the old guys with their Camaros and like their Challengers, their GTOs, their Roadrunners. We show up, big wings, white body kits, and all these old guys all say the same shit. They'll go up to your car and be like, fucking plastic.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. So I can only see this now being those guys to us now and us to the EV people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where it's slowly going to happen.
But the progression is happening.
No, it, like I said, it's cool to see because it is fun to see how much tech they've been able to cram into these cars. Also, side note, half the tech is shit that we've been doing now for fucking like years now in the car game.
Yeah.
Camera in the front, camera in the back, or camera on the side so you don't curb your wheel. Bro, that's crazy brain farts that we have invented as car people in the car scene. And only now is like, you know, obviously
your average Joe is getting ready to use it.
Yeah, deeper fucking pockets, and they just take our ideas and refine it better. How many did we see with headrest TVs?
Oh my God. Everybody.
13-inch fucking tablets pretty much in the back of headrests.
Yep.
Took our idea and shot steroids on it. That's yeah. Pretty much what it comes down to.
That's it.
You know, ambient lighting.
Left and right.
Who the fuck thought of ambient lighting?
Us, car guys.
With AutoZone and Pep Boys neon strips because we were bored of having our cars too dark inside. So, like I said, in that aspect, it is cool to see the touch of us, car people, in actual, you know, big corporations taking the ideas and just like refining them. But again, even let's say, for example, interior wise with some of these cars, you know, clusters are all digital.
Yeah.
Climate controls are all digital.
What else is there to do?
Yeah.
But all right, so let's not veer off topic.
The only thing I can possibly think of is somebody getting creative and being able to change around the look and the feel. How you can change your icons on like Android and iOS and the wallpaper and
yeah,
or have animated things happening.
No, they have that already for Teslas. You can actually have
in Tesla. Yeah, in Tesla, I even seen some motherfucker take out a controller and start playing Sonic the Hedgehog. Guy's my hero.
But they're doing it.
Yeah, I know. I get that. It's just. But my point is what? That's it. What else are you gonna hack in it? So you can watch Netflix on it.
You wanna get? You wanna get a good laugh?
What?
I watched somebody put headrests in their Teslas and turn it into their workstation where they have a 3-monitor workstation.
That is so ignorant.
They sit
so
in their back seat and work.
So ignorant.
I love it.
So ignorant on so many levels.
But it's great. It's the coolest thing ever. Think about it. You sit there with a wireless keyboard on your lap.
No, it is cool. I'm not going to lie. It's cool. Is it stupidly ignorant? Yeah, it's 100% stupidly ignorant.
In a Starbucks parking lot using their Wi-Fi.
Well, I could have guessed that one.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, I get it, though.
And just to say he did it. Because that's why we do things, because we can.
No, yeah, it's one of those things. Like I said, I can only hope aftermarket catches up to EV.
Oh, they already got over fenders for those Teslas.
I'm not even talking about the Teslas, because Tesla's already been in the game so long that aftermarket companies have been able to adapt to them. Because, yeah, you can wide body any Tesla now, pretty much that you want.
Yeah.
They make bolt-on air ride. You put any three-piece wheels you want really on it. Front splitters, side skirts, rear diffusers. They make all that. They even have big wing chassis mounts.
You pay extra for a ludicrous mode?
For the Model 3. So
they modify the horsepower right there?
So, I can only hope for, like, all the new guys coming out in the transition of, because, you know, there's no longer SSs. There's no longer STIs. There's no longer 392 Chargers.
Let's have a minute for that. Hold on. They're doing away with the Hemis.
Yeah, they're doing away with the Hemis because Dodge or Diamond Chrysler Fiat, to be, you know, precise, patented the term e-muscle.
Mm-hmm.
GM patented SSE.
Yep. They're doing it.
STI is getting rebranded, quote unquote, this is a rumor, take it with a grain of salt, to STIE.
They're all going down the rabbit hole.
Now, everybody's banking on, all these companies are banking on one thing. You love the brand that much that you will either trade in your SS or STI and get an SSE or get an STIE.
So I'm going to give you this. And then you have those hardcore actual car manufacturers mm-hmm. that love the sound of a motor, that want to feel the rumble under you, that want to...
Don't you dare tell me they're just going to put speakers with the fucking sound
effect. No. Stop.
Right now.
And then you have these guys coming out with the three-cylinder turbo that you can juice up to six. Hold on.
Everybody's flocking to Toyota.
The twin-turbo V6 from Nissan that you can actually probably squeeze five out of on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
You have, hold on, mm-hmm. the Supra that's coming out in stick. The real JDM car guys that love the feel of a car.
Yeah.
It's breaking into two different places. All right, you want a fucking car? Here's a fucking car. Enjoy the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And you like your car, but do you want it to be electric?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to come down to. It's only a matter of time before they either retire the Z after this platform.
I don't want to hear that.
Or not really retire it, but retire it as the gas engine version.
I'm going to say it out loud.
It comes out as like the Fairlady E.
If they decide to make another two...
Sounds pretty cool though, but continue.
Another 240, like a regular, not 240Z, 240SX. If they decide to come out with an SXE, yo, they sold me.
Really?
They got it.
No shit, really?
I'm in.
No kidding. Okay, that's surprising. Okay.
240SXE.
Yeah, but you're hoping on the body lines and...
To be like a Zenki or Kuki or...
You know, something old school, just kind of refined.
S14,
how they did,
S13.
Like, the mashup of the new Z now.
And if they don't do pop-up headlights, you guys are fucking losing the mark.
Doubt that it'll ever come back.
Unless it's like a nice bubble headlight Zenki. I like that too.
Doubtful that the pop-ups will ever come back.
But what I'm saying is...
For the aerodynamic. You probably lose like an MPG and a battery anyway.
What I'm saying is, if they can do something like that, where they tap into the car guys that are like, oh my God, RX-7E.
Yeah, yeah.
That leaves you itching. I don't know what it is. I can scratch my neck thinking RX-7E. They come up with the slick back and everything, the nice curvatures of
like
the front.
Like I said, is there potential? Yes.
But they haven't figured it out yet.
But I feel like at the same time also, all these manufacturers are, as of right now, like all these manufacturers are all racing each other.
To be the best.
Without a set plan, so to speak. At least from what it looks like anyway. Whether they have it in a, you know, concrete yet, you know. It's one of those things. But yeah, it's one of those things that's slowly, like, perfect example, Chevy. Slowly going to get rid of the SS, and it's going to be an SSE now. For yeah. Super Sport Electric.
Yeah. It's a thing.
So, I mean, slowly that's where we're going to.
Welcome to the game.
Mm. So, yeah, like I said, the good and the bad, the ugly of it all, you know, used car prices are going to go up. Yeah. For the new guys, they're going to dump a lot more money to modify these electrics. And I still feel like they're being held back because...
How much can you do?
How much can you honestly do to an EV?
The carburetor guys were asking us the same thing when this first all started.
Because even if you go and you find the wildest Tesla on the internet right now, it is fully wide-bodied, half the front end is carbon fiber, the frunk, or the, you know, their hood, their whatever,
audio.
Their front trunk.
TV.
It has vents on it. Like, it has the scoops and stuff. I'm like, for what? So your shit gets wet inside? Because there's no...
Listen, it's not functional.
It's not functional. But they has the...
curvatures.
The curvatures and everything. RGB headlights. RGB taillights. Seen that. Okay, cool. Like I said, one of the craziest... Like, literally hunting down the wildest Tesla or EV period that I can find. And it was a Model S Tesla. Like I said, fully bagged, three-piece wheels, and like 22-inch three-piece wheels.
Hmm.
With stupid fucking lips on them, fully white-bodied out, chassis-mounted fucking roof wing, trunk wing. Like, insane. Wrapped, interior, everything was carbon fiber, and everything was either, you know, color-matched. And the steering wheel, they just cut it in half, so it looks like a jet plane.
I like it.
Nah, it's one of those. And what, you can play Sonic the Hedgehog on the screen?
It's cool.
What the fuck are we talking about?
It's That's cool. It's still cool.
Like I said, I get it. It's cool. But for the itch that us car people have is my point. The crazy itch that we get, because we can only really stay comfortable with our build.
For so long.
For so long before we start getting the itch and we have to change something or upgrade something. That's just how it goes. So that, what, you're going to download a software update? And just change the background?
Suspension, certified.
So like I said, I still feel it like the EV game is still, it's getting there, but it's like limited. Like I said, maybe this will be a completely different conversation. That
it's here, but the aftermarket network
for it is not there yet. A year from now, 2 years from now, 6 months from now, maybe it'll be a completely different, you know, conversation that we'll be having.
Yeah.
Be like, holy shit, these motherfuckers came out with this. This other company came out of nowhere and is doing that. You know, it's one of those things. You got red flag from Tesla? Fuck Tesla. We got you with updates. You know, some other companies coming out with updates now. But we'll see what happens. Like I said, we'll see what happens. That's my rant.
All right. So we've touched on what we're going to see and where we came from and what kind of period we're in. Guys, please be vigilant as far as being healthy. We don't want to fall back into COVID. We are enjoying the car season. It's opening up. It's becoming a real thing. We're going back to normal. There's going to be a lot of opportunity to grow and change and watch the world change around you.
Yeah.
Make use of it.
Yep, 100%. Like I said, I hope to see everybody that we know in the season this year. Looking forward to it. It's been 2 years of doing absolutely nothing, so the itch is 100% real. Like I said, you in the meantime, throughout the podcast, not being online for a little bit, we will promise not to take that long to come back like we did last time
because
we kind of slipped. We kind of slipped on a vacation or two. But yeah, we are going to be on the YouTube game, so you can feel free, youtube.com/C4Lifestyle. We'll be updating the gram like always. So if it's not C4 Lifestyle, it'll be C4 Lifestyle Media, one of those two. And, you know, for the team guys that follow Team C4, we're going to be updating the shows on there. You can download the app. Let's see, what else? Anything else?
My Instagram personally, your Instagram personally.
Feel free if you want to add me. It's just Sonic at IG. You?
Mine is Snuffleupagus. And the second you search that, you'll see a Z. That guy.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. We're gonna leave you with a little bit more of our outro because we haven't had really a chance the entire season to enjoy the entire beat that we have. So we're gonna play it off with a little bit of that. And yeah, we hope everybody to see you guys at the shows. As always, thank you everybody for an awesome season 2. Looking extremely forward to season 3. And yeah, that's pretty much it. As always, my friends, keep it custom. Because life's way too short to stay stuck. We'll be right back.
Thank you, guys. Love yous.
Take it easy, and we'll catch you in the show scene.